The border crisis, out of control. A guy who knows a lot about managing our border is Ken Cuccinelli. He's national chairman for the Election Transparency Initiative, also the former acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and of course, as you know, former Virginia Attorney General. Ken, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, man. Good to talk to you.
What do you make? I just said a moment ago, you know, Joe Biden and the administration, they're now saying, well, we're going to keep Title 42 in place for a while. I kind of laugh seeing a headline like that, because that's like pretending that they're doing anything with regards to border enforcement.
Yeah, there's actually some returns going on, but it's way down from where we were. When we used Title 42 to return 85 to 90% of the border crossers in under 2 hours, which is nearly a logistical miracle. And they have not used it nearly so aggressively. I'm glad they've kept it in place. I wish they would really use it to protect the public health of the United States, especially the southern band of the United States. It's interesting. I mean, I heard some of your comments. They're, you know, they give tongue lashings to some of these states, like Texas. They love beating up Texas. Oh, you're not cracking down enough, blah, blah, blah. Who's not cracking down here? You know, how about we crack down on the border?
When you were in office, Ken Cuccinelli, I agree with you. I'm sorry, I did not mean to interrupt you. I purchased a pause there. But when you were in office, how often did you have illegal immigrants held underneath bridges in Texas? Because we're seeing this footage, drone footage from Fox News, of thousands of illegal immigrants being held under a bridge in Mission, Texas. Is this a customary practice of the federal government?
No, it's not a customary practice. We hit this point in the summer rush of 2019, the worst period during the Trump administration. But the reason it was the worst period for us is because it happened quickly. Unlike the current administration, we then made efforts to reduce those numbers and succeeded every month of the remainder of the term of the president in office, basically. And that the opposite is happening here. This is a welcome wagon, and what happens when you open the border is, guess what? Everybody walks in, and they're just, they don't even have the room to process them. They're not even prosecuting them. All they're trying to do is process them. They can't even keep up with that.
Yeah. What is this doing to Border Patrol? I mean, imagine that the kind of guy who wants to join Border Patrol is looking, of course, to serve his country and to protect the border. And, you know, like a lot of these guys, like I think I like the Coast Guard guys, you see some of those videos, like you're going to see some action, you're going to be defending the country, you're going to have a good job. But now their job is to be the welcoming committee for illegal immigrants. Like, what is this doing to morale?
Yeah, it's crushing to morale and to recruitment, as you note implicitly. The reason it's crushing their morale is because they know more than anybody else that they are being taken out of their national security role and being put in this babysitter role. Mm. And nobody takes that harder than Border Patrol agents themselves. Many of them grew up in communities along the border. I remember visiting the El Paso division there when, gosh, maybe 2 years ago. And two-thirds of the agents grew up in that area. You know, they take this seriously. It's something they know personally. It's the only federal law enforcement agency that's majority-minority. They're majority Hispanic. They have language skills and so forth that are just unusual among law enforcement agencies. They're very good at their job. They take great pride in it. It's one of only two jobs that remains on Earth where tracking, human tracking, is part of the job. The only other one is ranchers. And that's a skill that deteriorates with time. And we have pros at it. We have experts at it. They're very proud of those skills. They should be. They're good at their job when they have an administration that supports them in doing their job. And that job is performing national security to protect our borders from invasion or infestation, call it whatever you want. And they're not being allowed to do that job right now because they're being converted to the Julie McCoys of illegal immigration, where they're just greeting people on the way. in.
Ken, I have one last question for you here. Catholic Charities is seen often busing people into the United States. The Catholic Charities has taken, by the way, millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars. They were given many millions of relief dollars last year during the pandemic. What is the relationship between the government and these charities and their role in basically busing people into our country?
So, Vince, if you think of when Kamala Harris went and finally visited the border, she checked the box at a border with the Border Patrol, and then she sat down and had a meeting, and it got no coverage that I saw. She sat down with a bunch of these left-wing NGOs, and look, I'm Catholic, but Catholic Charities is a left-wing NGO.
Me too, yeah.
And these are people who have been working against the interests of the security of the United States for many years, suing us. And that's who she chose to meet with. That's who they view as their partners in crime, almost literally. And so people should know it isn't just Catholic Charities. It's a dozen, a score of them,
right,
similar agencies down there that are trying to facilitate the inflow of illegal immigration into the United States and treat the United States taxpayers as welfare for the world.
Yeah, well, it certainly compromises any organization that takes such massive amounts of taxpayer money from being able to honestly confront the problems of that organization, in this case, the federal government, and what kind of vile things it's enabling. And the Catholic Charities are bought and paid for it, unfortunately, it appears, among many others, as you know. Ken Cuccinelli, thank you. Always good to talk to you, sir.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Vince.
All right.